Invasion of the Terracots by Roy Trumbull. From the flower pot with the spider plant came a sharp flash and pop, and the raccoon fell to the deck dead. If we could hear the ultrasonic conversation of the Terracots, we would have heard the pot with the pansy say, "Why in the hell did you do that?"
"He was going to push me off the railing, and it must be 30 gears to the bottom. I was going to be smashed to bits."
"Not if you fired your rockets and recovered."
"Fire my rockets, fire my rockets. On a good day, it takes 7.3 czars to get them going. You do the gravity calculation, wise guy."
"Yeah, I guess you'd be shards. But how are we going to cover up the toasted fur creature when the inspector from Erg comes?"
"I guess we could tell him we wanted to use the fur to provide a coat for the Emperor. You know, it sometimes gets below 3 czongs overnight, barely enough to sustain molecular motion."
"You really think he'd buy that?"
"Look, if we could throw in that box of fertilizer sitting over there. Those inspectors rarely get any good fertilizer. It's got enough nitrogen that 2 tablespoons and he'd be putty in our hands."
"That's true enough. I never knew one that couldn't be bribed. But if he's wearing a cactus, we're in trouble. He wouldn't be the sort to want fertilizer or even water."
"That would be tough. I once was inspected by a fern. He was a strange one. Wanted to stay in the shade all the time and collect seepage."
"And we better shut up. The thing with the long tail and the big nose is coming. He always looks at us when we talk."
"Yes, he's got extended hearing and a strong loyalty to the 2 legs. We must be still."